Bechel Becharis, Parashat, Mishnah Gimel. Mishalo Bechor Ishto, V'yolda Shnezhar. Somebody whose wife had not yet given birth to a child. Then she went ahead and gave birth to two males. She gave birth to twins. Even in such a case, that we don't know which one of these twins was born first, and is therefore the Bechor. Notice in Chamei Slom the Kohen. The father still has to give 5 Slom to the Kohen, even though we don't know which one is the Bechor, since one of them certainly is the Bechor, the father owes 5 Slom to the Kohen. May Bechad Mehem B'toshlo Shemiyo. Ha'ab Chatzim. If one of these twins died before it reached 30 days old, in such a case, the father is Pater from redeeming the surviving twin. As the twin that died, if it was a Bechor, then the father would be Pater from redeeming it. As only if a Bechor survived 30 days, is there a Chiyah to give 5 Slum to the Kohen. And the surviving twin is a Suffolk Bechor. We don't know if it's a Bechor or not. And the Suffolk, we can't be Machai the father to redeem him. As the Kohen is a Mozi, he wants to be Mozi the Mama from the father, and we have a clown, Moiti Mechaber Olav Arai, the coin would be the one who has to bring a Arai that the surviving twin is a Bechor, and since the coin cannot do that, the father is Pater. Mesa Ba'banim Kayamim. If the twin survived, but the father died after 30 days, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Im Nasnu Archelo Choku Nasnu. Ve'im La Petu. Rabbi Meir said, if the surviving sons gave the 5 Slum to the coin before they divided up the Yerusha among themselves, in such a case, since they had already given it, they can't get it back from the Kohen. But if after they have already divided the property, they had not yet given the 5 Slum to the Kohen, the sons are Pater from giving 5 Slum to the Kohen. The reason being, and since these twins don't know which one of them is the Bechor, each one of them is a Suffolk whether he has to give 5 Slum to the Kohen. So therefore, me Suffolk, we can't be Machayev either one of them to give 5 Slum to the Kohen. So therefore, they are both Pater. But if they gave it before they divided up the property, so since the property is all in one pool, and from the property of the father for sure, there's a chiyah to give 5 Slum to the coin, as one of these twins for sure is a Bechor. So therefore, they can't get the money back from the coin. But after they divided up the property, they're no longer mechuyev to give the 5 Slum to the coin, as we don't know which one is chayev to give the 5 Slum. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Nitzchaibu Nechazu. Rabbi Yehuda says, even after the twins divided up the property is mechuyev, there was a chiyev on the Nechazim of the father to give 5 Slum to the Kohen. As before they divided the property, the Kohen had a tviya, he had a claim of 5 Slum on the property of the father, and 5 Slum for sure was owed to him, since one of these twins for sure is a Bechor. So therefore, even after they divided the property, there's still a chiyev to give 5 Slum from the property. So therefore, each twin would have to give half of the 5 Slum to the Kohen. The Mefarshim explained that the Machlokes Rameh Rabbi Yehuda is whether brothers that split up the Yerusha that they inherited from the father have a din like Lekuchos, as if they bought the Yerusha that they received from their brother. Or they have a din like Yorshim, as if they inherited it directly from their father. According to Rabbi Meir, the brothers have a din like Lekuchos, as if they bought their chela from the other brothers. So therefore, the money that the father owed to the Kohen before he died is considered a milvah peh, a loan that is owed without a star being written on. And a milvah peh cannot be collected from Lekuchos, from somebody who bought property from the deceased father. So therefore, since the brothers have a din like Lekuchos, as if they bought the property, so therefore, they're not mechuyev to pay up the milvah peh, this 5 Slum that the father owed from his property to the Kohen. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, brothers that split up a Yerusha that they received from the father have a din like Yorshim, as if they inherited the property directly from the father. And the din is that a milvah peh could be collected from Yorshim. So therefore, since the father owed the money to the Kohen before he died, the Kohen has the right to collect the money that is owed to him from the property of the father. So therefore, even after the brothers split up the property, the Kohen could be tovea. He can make a claim on the brothers and collect the 5 Slum from the property that they split up. Sachar u'nekeva, enkan l'kohen klum. Somebody whose wife had not yet given birth to a child. Then she gave birth to twins. One was a male and one was a female. And we don't know if the male was born first, or if the female was born first. If the male was born first, then he is a Bechor. But if the female was born first, then the male that is born after him is not a Bechor, and the father would not owe 5 Slum to the Kohen. So therefore, there is a suffix, whether the father owes 5 Slum to the Kohen. So therefore, the Kohen cannot collect the 5 Slum from the father, and since it's a suffix, the father is Pater.
Mishnah Dalash, Shalom. The Yaldu Snaith Har.
somebody who had two wives, and neither one of the two wives had yet to give birth to a child. And then both wives gave birth to males. But we don't know which son was born to which wife. No saint answered Salam the coin. Still, the father had to give 10 Salam to the coin. He had to redeem both of these two males. And even though the two males were born to two different wives, since each one is the firstborn to that wife, the father has to redeem both of them. So therefore, the father has to give 10 Salam to the coin, 5 Salam for each one of the two Bechors. May that the Mehan Betoshlo Shinyo. If one of the two sons died before it reached 30 days of age, which in that case the father was not mechuyev to be poda that Bechor, as only the Bechor that survived 30 days is their chiyev to be poda. Im lekoin echa nasan yasa lo chamesh Salam. If the father gave the 10 Salam to one coin, in such a case the coin would have to give back to the father 5 Salam, and since the father was only mechuyev to be poda as a surviving son, therefore, the coin has to give him back 5 Salam. In lishnei koanim nasan, in a yachol lahotim yachol. But if the father was poda the two sons with two different koanim, he gave 5 Salam to one coin and 5 Salam to another coin. In such a case, even if one of the sons died before reached 30 days of age, and the father was not mechuyev to be poda that son, he still cannot be motzi the 5 Salam from either coin. And each coin could say, the 5 Salam that you gave me was for the surviving son, so therefore he cannot collect from either one of them. Zachor in the cave, Oshnei Zharim in the cave. No saying Chamei Salam Lekoin. Somebody who had two wives, and neither one of them had yet to give birth to a child. Then between them they gave birth to a male and a female, or to two males and a female. One of them gave birth to twins. But we don't know who gave birth to what. In such a case, the father is only mechuyev to give 5 Salam to the Kohen. Even in the second case, that there were two males born, since it's possible that only one of those males is a Bechor, as maybe the second wife gave birth to a Zachar and an Akeva, and she gave birth to the Akeva first. So the Zachar that was born afterwards is not a Bechor, while the other wife gave birth to a Zachar. So therefore, in both of these cases, there's one Zachar that's a Vadai Bechor, that's definitely a Bechor. While in the second case, the second Zachar is only a suffix Bechor. Maybe he was born before the Nekeva, or maybe he was born after the Nekeva and is not a Bechor. So therefore, Mesafik, we can't be Mechayev the father to give more than 5 Salam to the Kohen. Stay Nekeva is the Zachar. O Shnei Zacharim who stay Nekeva. Ain't time the Kohen close. If he had two wives and had yet to give birth to a child, then between them they gave birth to two females and a male, or to two males and two females. And we don't know who gave birth to what. In such a case, the father does not have to redeem any of the Zachar that were born. The Kohen would not receive anything from the father, as it's possible that none of the Zachar in either of these cases are a Bechor. In the first case, that there were two females and a male born, maybe the male that was born after the female and is not a Bechor. And in the second case, that between them there were two males and two females born, both of them gave birth to twins. It's possible that neither of the two males are a Bechor, as maybe both of them gave birth to a female first, and only following that they gave birth to a male. So therefore, Misafik, we cannot be Mechayah the father to give 5 Salam to the Kohen. Achas Bechor, the Achas Shalo Bechor. Somebody who had two wives, one of them had not yet given birth to a child, and the other had already given birth to a child, and between them they gave birth to two males, and we don't know which one gave birth to which male. No saying Chamei Salam Lekoin, the father would give 5 Salam to the Kohen. As one of these two males is for sure a Bechor, as a wife that had not yet given birth to a child had given birth to a male, even though we don't know which one of the males is a Bechor, the father is mechuyev 5 Salam to the coin, since he has a Vadai Bechor. May Becha Mehem Betosh Lo Shinyo. Ha'apadu. But in this case, in which he had two wives, one of them had given birth already and one had not, and they both gave birth to males, and we don't know which one gave birth to which male. One of the two males died before reached 30 days of age, the father is pater from redeeming the surviving Zachar. And maybe the surviving Zachar was born from the wife that had already given birth to a child, and therefore is not a Bechor. And the son that died, if he was a Bechor, the father would not have to be put in, since he did not survive for 30 days. So therefore, Misafe, the father is pater from giving 5 Salam to the Kohen. Meisah v'habanim kayam. But in this case, where there are two males, and one of them is a Bechor, and one is not, and the father died after the Bechor reached 30 days of age, and the two sons are still alive, and they inherited the property of the father. Rabbi Meir Oimer, in Nasnu Achelo Choku Nasnu. Then La Petur. Rabbi Meir said, if the five slum was given to the Kohen from the property of the father before the brothers split up the property, then what was given to the Kohen was given. They can't get it back from the Kohen. And since one of these two Tcharm is Beshor B'chor, and the father definitely owed five slum to the Kohen, and the property had not yet been split up, so therefore the Kohen had a tviya on the property. He had a claim on the property, so therefore he had a right to take those five slum. But if they had not given the five slum to the Kohen before they divided up Yerusha among themselves, then they are pata for giving the five slum to the Kohen, even though the Kohen is for sure owed five slum. Since they already divided the property, each son could say, I'm not the Bechor, so therefore you can't collect from me, so therefore you can't collect from either one of them. As we said in the previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Meir holds, brothers that split up Yerusha have a din like Lekucha, as if they bought the property from each other. And the din is that a milvah pet cannot be collected from Lekuchos. The Kohen who is owed money, but there is no star, cannot collect the money that is owed to him from the deceased father, from somebody who bought the property from the deceased father. So therefore, since the son have a din like Lekuchos, they are cut off from paying up the money that the father owed the Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Nitzchai Vunachak. Rabbi Yehuda said, even after the brothers split up the Yerusha, there's still Mechuyah to give the five slum to the Kohen. As we said in the previous mission, Rabbi Yehuda holds that brothers that split up property that they inherited from the father have a din like Yorshim, as if they inherited the property directly from the father, and a milvah al peh could be collected from Yorshim, since the father definitely owed money to the Kohen. The Kohen could collect the money that is owed to him from the property of the father, even after the brothers split up the property. Zachor u'nekeva ain't kind of the Kohen clone. Somebody had two wives. One of them had already given birth to a child, and one had not yet given birth to a child. And between the two of them, a male and a female was born, and we don't know which one gave birth to the male and which one gave birth to the female. So there's a suffix b'chor, as maybe the male was born from the wife that had already given birth, and therefore is not a b'chor. And even though it's possible that he was born from the wife that had not yet given birth, and he is a b'chor, me suffix, the Kohen cannot collect from the